From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Austria approves strict asylum laws. The new laws permit the Austrian government to declare a state of emergency if migrant numbers suddenly rise. The law also stipulates that asylum seekers would be turned back directly at the border, including those from war-torn countries such as Syria. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon doesn't like the new law.
Such policies and measures negatively affect the obligations of member states under international humanitarian law and European law.
The legislation makes it more difficult for relatives of asylum seekers to join their families in Austria. An airstrike in Syria has destroyed a hospital in Aleppo, supported by Doctors Without Borders. At least 20 people were killed in the bombing. Among the dead are two doctors, including the last pediatrician working in rebel-controlled areas of Aleppo. Sam Taylor is the Syria Communications Coordinator for Doctors Without Borders.
We're absolutely appalled. Doctors Without Borders is appalled that this continues to happen. This is not the first time. This is the seventh time that a Doctors Without Borders supported hospital has been attacked in this year alone.
The airstrike was part of a violent 24-hour period in Aleppo, which saw more than 60 people killed in fighting between Syrian forces and rebels. United Nations envoy Stéphane de Mistura says the February cessation of hostilities that he helped negotiate hangs by a thread and could totally collapse at any time. North Korea has apparently test-fired an intermediate-range missile. That missile is believed to have crashed seconds after takeoff in what appears to be the second such failure in a matter of weeks. This is VOA News. Former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger is denying signing any agreement with the Chinese government that would allow China to occupy the Paracel Islands in the South China Sea. Kissinger spoke this week at the Vietnam War Summit in Austin, Texas. Meanwhile, the U.S. is increasing cooperation with Asian allies to counter China's assertive behavior in the South China Sea. Deputy Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says China is challenging the freedom of navigation in the crucial waterway. Blinken spoke to U.S. lawmakers Thursday during a House Foreign Affairs Committee hearing. U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump says Democrat Hillary Clinton would have no chance at the presidency, except that she is playing what he called the woman's card in hopes of becoming the first female U.S. president. Opinion polls show Clinton has nearly a 9% lead over Trump nationwide. The next key race for both candidates is next Tuesday, with Republican and Democratic Party primary elections in the Midwestern state of Indiana. That's where Trump campaigned Thursday.
With a long way to go, although we don't have a long way, if I can win in Indiana. If I win, we win. It's over. It's over.
Meanwhile,
if we win in Indiana, it's over.
Meanwhile, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, whose chance of winning the Republican nomination rests mostly on hopes for a brokered convention, is getting strong opposition from a former Republican Party leader. Former House Speaker John Boehner described Cruz in profane terms and as, quoting now, Lucifer in the flesh. U.S. economic growth slowed in the first few months of 2016. A report Thursday by the Commerce Department shows growth in that period was much slower than the previous quarter, only at an annual rate of 0.5%. PNC Bank chief economist Stuart Hoffman says the housing market helped growth, but not enough to offset falling business investment and slowing exports. The South Sudanese government and opposition forces say they are moving closer to forming a transitional government. President Salva Kiir's spokesman said the current cabinet is likely to be dissolved any time now. He said Mr. Kiir and First Vice President Riek Machar are finalizing consultations on the formation of a transitional government. The United Nations Security Council removed a 12-year arms embargo on Ivory Coast Thursday and renewed the UN peacekeeping mission in that country for another year. The embargo was imposed in 2004 after the country's civil war. The unanimous resolution welcomes an ongoing dialogue among all Ivorian political parties and the improvement of the human rights situation. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.